What race are you running? Who are you running for? What do you hope to find at the finish line? While these are all questions about running, the race I'm referring to is life. We have a beginning and we will have an end. You were created for a purpose, Ephesians 2:10. Within that purpose, there is beautiful meaning to it all, Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. You don't live this life by accident. You are here for such a time as this, Esther 4:14. If you happen to be believing the lie that you are an accident, you, my friend, are not. You are created in the image of God, Genesis 1:27. You are known, Psalm 139, 13 through 16, and you are deeply loved by God, John 3:16. From the moment our feet hit the floor with each new day, we all are running a race. But there are two very different races. One is all about you. It's run for you to further your goals and dreams. What you hope is at the finish line is full awareness and fulfillment of self. It's all about you. The other race is run with an awareness that this life is, in fact, not about you at all. It's about the one who created you for his purpose. That race is one of surrender and sacrifice. It's run for God's glory, and it's all about his path, his plan, and his purpose. That race leads to the best life on this side of heaven, an everlasting life in the one to come. So, what race are you running? My dad loved to run. He was a Marine, and at some point after serving in Vietnam, he began running 3 miles a day, every single day. No matter the season, no matter where he was, he would run. He loved a good race. It was just a part of who he was. He passed away a few weeks back, and while our hearts are hurting deeply, we know the finish line he crossed. There was a point along his journey he gave his life to Jesus. From that moment on, he ran for something bigger than himself. He loved God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and he loved people. He wanted everyone to know that a life lived for Jesus is the best life anyone can live. He ran it full force, no looking back. Everyone that knew my dad knew what race he ran. He lived his life for Jesus. Do people know what race you're running by watching your life? All the running, all the striving, all the ways you may be searching for your best life will only be found when you lay your life down and live it for Jesus. The Apostle Paul knew that and lived it out. He started out on one path, but then Jesus redirected his steps and he never looked back. He kept his eyes on the prize, 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. In Paul's last days, he knew his race was coming to an end. His faith never wavered. From day one, when Jesus called him, through all the journeys, persecution, and obstacles he faced, until he crossed the finish line, he stayed the course. He knew full well the race he was running. Anyone can say they believe in Jesus, but only those who faithfully follow and run after Jesus will hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful one." That's the truth. If you're running this life for anything other than Jesus, you're running in circles. Choose the straight and narrow path and don't look back. It's the race you were created for. I'm Lori Klein.